on the arc, and Ras Shorty I and Eric Dolphy and Amiri Baraka and Ras Ellibank and Harry Belafonte, them was high up on the boat. He was on the arc. Drum. You say you're coming to come, but you never reach as far as the leader house. You never hear his sword off speaker drum boomed up roots all around the village. Bachelor life. And then you hear he bullying three women in the congregation. And the shepherd raising crook stick and tapping his foot when the hymn swing. But he's suffering in silence. Because he's wondering if while he in church, rocking on his heels, his woman horning him with leader Jim when night come and he need a see a man to prophesy or tack back and catch them in slack. But his fate was firm. Every Sunday, he in church. He was on the ark in Broome. Beatty was on the ark. Mong and Vino in pajamas. The Wild Moon, fever in his throat. Performance poet and stand-up comic book were on the boat. And the ark was full, but more was to come. And they're coming still. Ethel Waters was on the ark, singing Creole gold. Octavia Butler, hip good, up upon this boat. Eric Eustace Williams, dead and living same time, was also wrapped in kente. Fats Waller, Courtney Jones, and Winifred Atwell, Lennox Raphael, even Gang Gang Sarah, blown from Guinea to Lokoto to Tobago, who had climbed a great silk cotton tree with intention to fly back to Africa, but who fell to stony death because she had eaten salt. Then Darkest Howe and the Mighty Spoiler, the Mighty Terror and the Mighty Zandoli and proper sore fans strewing vitamins down his throat. Zando alive, living among the dead, still clapping war around the sick man head. Then Pharaoh Sanders reached with Yusuf Lateef. Lovelace laugh. You see Eric Roach reach on the ark, his book of poems still warm under his arm. And when the ark had 2 days to go before it reached Southampton, here come Brother Resistance, here come Carl Du Bois, here come Benjamin Zephaniah, here come John LaRose, here come Charles Mingus, here come Lord Kitchener on his way back from New York in 1957, here come Paul Rosen, here come Beverly McBurney, even Olive Wharf rolled upon that boat. This was the year that the great bandit graduated from bandit school and roughed 40,000 men in San Fernando. When the river washed down from the million hills and cleansed the city. And who had drowned, badly waterlogged, and who had dared, badly wounded. And the great bandit came down with his escort and chariot to survey the land. And they found poor black folk had hidden in holes in the earth. And in barrels sealed shut with likely sap from the breadfruit tree. But the poets were wise and hid in the trees and were never found. And the bandit rode on. And the houses of dukes and spooks and prime ministers were burned to the ground. And all around the embassy route, those grand facades of colonial times were volcanically cast to ash and plundered. And then the bandit moved west, searching for that gold-throated woman who, after making disco love to him one morning, ventured him up to the hills overlooking the city, behind the bridge and quarry, and show him his own city. And he never imagined his own island as a map. Its grids and ley lines, the white fume booming at the lips of the coast. Years hence, the bandit went knocking at disco's doors, but the woman was gone. She was upon the ark. Anointed with olive oil and secret colors. Auntie Ursula was on the ark.
My cousin, Peter Lezama. Then Dominique Gamor, as was Milton Cardona and Rosetta, Tharp and Odetta, C.L.R. James, the poets, Gillan Kane and Giboyega Udu Banjo. But not Kemal Braithwaite. He was not on the ark. Instead, Baba, the great teacher, had long since evaporated into air, into language, into sound, into the very sex fruit of poetry. And the ark drove up to Bristol, Brixton, Birmingham, Leeds, and Manchester too. It swooned into New York, Boston and Chicago, New Orleans, see it too. swing down to Haiti, Cuba, Jamaica, Suriname, St. Kitts, St. Vincent, Guyana. Remember, this ark respects no boundaries or Archimedes. It moves like a crown on a draughts board. Any damn way it chooses. Look at Pastor Aruba, Trinidad, Grenada. Look at move up the Orinoco River, and it never wear no necktie yet. St. Lucia get it. Youssef Ahmed on the boat.
Don't forget me.
Even Stephen Samuel Gordon.
As they lay me to rest, let this be.
He was on the boat.
A moment
blowing
transcendence.
I beg.
Beauty anticipates the truth. Extending value.
She needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs.
Oh.
Our house in the middle.
Besoin d'un transat? Chez Leroy Merlin, on a des petits prix toute l'année pour tous vos projets. Leroy Merlin.
Boom, 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 boom.
Sala nabi now ya rasulullah. above the sky, turn from gray into blue. I want to fall in love with you just because the sky turned from gray to blue. I want to fall in love with you just because.
Petite robe des bas quartiers, elle vit là, elle vit là, elle vit là, et c'est pas ça. Malgré les études, elle n'aboutit pas à croire qu'il n'y a pas de place pour elle. Pourquoi pas être française et énervée, pourtant fière d'être métissée, elle n'en restera pas là, croyez-moi. Le monde des blondes de Neuilly, c'est fini. Voilà les bombes de la banlieue de Paris. Intelligente, féconde, originaire d'Algérie. Elles posséderont le monde. Elles sont nées dans ce pays, françaises à Paris. Françaises d'Algérie. Féminine et diplômée, plutôt belle, Mais la pommade, on ne veut pas l'engager, ou juste pour faire des tâches ingrates. Elle, elle voudrait travailler, elle a pour ça ses années de fac. Et quand elle envoie son CV, ils lui reviennent comme une claque. Le monde des blondes de Neuilly, c'est fini. Voilà les bombes de la banlieue de Paris. Intelligente, féconde, originaire d'Algérie, elles posséderont le monde. Elles sont nées dans ce pays, françaises à Paris, françaises d'Algérie. Alors elle se lâche, cache, faut qu'elle laisse des traces. Pour elle, y a de la place, y a tout un espace. Y a des préjugés dans des têtes de petits blancs becs qui jouent sa destinée. Un peu comme aux échecs, faut se réveiller. Une tête est une tête, même si elle est frisée. Elle ne sert pas qu'à faire la fête, y a pas que les armes ménagées. Pour la vie des robeux, y a d'autres destinées. Pour elle, c'est du sérieux, française à Paris, française d'Algérie. Le monde des blondes de Neuilly, c'est fini. Voilà, voilà les bombes de la banlieue de Paris. Intelligentes, fécondes, originaires d'Algérie, elles posséderont le monde. Elles sont nées dans ce pays, françaises à Paris, françaises d'Algérie.
Together. We'll be right back.